Okay, we're beginning on Lamed Ches Amud Beis, the top of the Omud Tanya. That's said in the Mishnah. Hugris ben Levi was another person who was trying to keep a monopoly. He knew how to sing the Shira that took place in the Beis HaMikdash, and he didn't want to teach it to anybody. I don't know exactly, but what happened? Was he singing it? And so wouldn't people learn how to do it from him? I'm not sure. Tanya, so the Gemara wants to bring a brisa of how special his talent was. Kishuhu, this Hugris ben Levi, would give noisen koiloi bini imo. Ni'ima means he would say it in such a good way. During the karbonos, right, we'll see it. He would be machnes gudloi lepoir piv umaniach etzboi bein animin, and he would be such a loud voice. Acho yochev akoyhanim niskorim bevas roish lachureihem. He was like a chazan. He had such a strong voice, and he would do it together, and he would do something and manipulate his voice to such a way that it would be loud. Zok Rashi, see the second of the skinny lines. Rashi says, "Bein chalikas nimais hasofa neger achoitim." Like he would put his hand to make it loud. Nisgarim bevavas roish. They would shake from his voice. You know, like they used to say, I used to daven Yomim Neroyim in Beis Yosef Navarik on 49th Street between 14th and 15th Avenue. And they used to say a legend that in Bethel on 15th Avenue, corner 48th, was the Bethel Shul. There used to be a legend that when Moshe Kosovitsky davened in the Bethel Shul, they used to hear his voice a block down. But this is okay. Zok di Gemore. So that's what it would be. Zok di Mishnah. I don't know. There must be something teef from his, what the. The Marsha Epis wants to say that they stood very at the So a question, who sang the Shira? So Tana Rabbanon ben Kamtzar loy rotzu lilamed al maisak sav omru alav shoyenoit larba kumis in beinet zvoisa vimoiso teva shal arba oisyois, which is the shem havaye hoye koisva bibasachas. Omru loy chachomim, haben der chachomim gesagt, maro iso shaloy lelamei. So it says, kulon matzu tshuva ledivreyem. So they didn't want to do it because all the other ones earlier had rationales. Mashen came ben kmotzar loy matzu tshuva ledvoro. So why couldn't he say, maybe someone who I don't know, why couldn't he say the same thing? Yeah. Okay, I don't know. I would say like a chassidish pshat in this, I say over from the Rebbe Rabbinim, that he said that the Chazal say that Naomi and Avimelech and Elimelech left Eretz Yisrael to go out to Golus because it was Ein of Tzara Ba'aniyim. They were selfish and greedy. So he brings that there's a medrash that the medrash says he went out because when there's a rov, when there's a hunger, there's a midas hadin shorui. And he didn't want to be in the place of the Midas Adin. So the Rebbe Rabbinim says it sounds like a contradiction. Here it says he didn't leave because of Ein of Tzara, he left, and here it says he left because the Midrash said that. So the Rebbe Rabbinim, a person is very complicated and has many layers. He really held that he's leaving because of a Fruma thing, because it's a Midas Adin that's taking place and he wants to get away from the Midas Adin. Deep in his heart, the Yedeya Taluma, is Hashem knew that the reason he's leaving is because Ein of Tzara Baniyim. He didn't know himself that that was the reason. A person could create such a rationale in his mind, even thinking that, even if it would be another way. The same thing over here. Loi motzo tshuva l'dvarav. The Chazal knew in his heart it wasn't that way. What was it? He was saying fruma reasons. He was saying a religious rationale. And that's why it would be, when it says that the...
It's called the unconscious mind.
The unconscious mind
sometimes makes you do things.
Makes you do things
that you... You aren't have aware that you're doing
right,
it
you're doing it for that reason. Right, that's exactly. It says, Chazal say, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked the Malach, he asked the Bezin Shomayla, he asked the Malachim, he asked everything, till finally by the Kisei HaKovet, Hashem said, HaMevdaoretz, because of Shalei Berchu Batayra Tchilo, whatever the reason was. So they say over from Marav Shach, Zatzal, and others, that they said, so then what's the Taina? If Bezin Shomayla didn't know, the Malachim didn't know, the Eitz Atoiv didn't know, so what's the Taina on the person? How should he know? How should he know? A person has to know in his heart better than what everybody else knows. You could sometimes come to that. So the Gemara, there's our Valkebal Ben Kmeitzar, Nema v'shem rishoim yirko. Right. What is this posik in Mishlei? V'shem rishoim yirko. V'shoim yirko. Oh. Because v'shem, Amar Rebbe Lozo. Because since it says shame, Rikivus tale b'shemoysom deloy maskinam b'shemayu. And you shouldn't call, this is a haloche, you shouldn't call a person, Zograshi, lo yikra odom livnoi, shame odom rosho. This is the place where everybody takes it, that you have to be very careful, the name that you adorn your child with, because that's what it means. Shame reshoim yehakov. Let's see Tosfos. Beperik basra diksubis gabi shnei dine gzeres admoin vechanon ben avsholim chorus rabbeinu tam avisholim with a yud and not avsholim. The son of David HaMelech. So therefore, it would be incorrect to give a name after him. So who is Shovna? Ishu Shalayim. And some had his name Shochna. Vyeshvoshim Detrei Shovna Hoya. Kidiksib Yeshaya. Ksib Basrei. Mashma Shohoya Rosha. Ksib Basrei. And there's a Miu Nira Da Koil Echod. The Alkor gets a taste, goes through a whole thing. That's interesting. So what would you say? What do we say every single day when we finish Karbonos? Rabbi Shmuel Eimer, B'shleish Ezrei Midas Ater Nedreshes Bohem. So what about Yishmoel? Unless Yishmoel state was also tshuva. Yishmoel was also tshuva given. So therefore, let's see that. Well, Yikra Adam Livnoi Al Shein Adam. Oh, So the Tosfos Yeshanim asks the kasha right here. B'divra Maschel Maise. How do we call people Yishmoel? Shani Yishmoel. Shakodesh Baruch Hu Korobois Hashem. Ooh. A gewaldige chiddush. Here is chiddush from the Tosfos Yeshanim. You're not calling, I don't know, since Hashem gave that name has a stronger ring. So on the bottom, they bring the Tosfos Yeshanim, maybe it was Oysa Tshuva, but Elman Dov Shalai Oysa Tshuva is the Shaili. Yeah. So Yishmoel is a raya that if the name was created by Hashem, not given by a person, that name can be given Afilu Yiskayu, even if it has a Russian name. We have to know pshat in that. Okay. Interesting. Yisuri Toysi Yishonim. Toysi Yishonim, but Divra Masl. Yum Toymar, Leman Doma Avrom Matzeles Yishmoel. I don't know. The Isle Lemaymar Shiloh Osi Yishmoel Tshuva. Veich Kori Lashem. Tzadik, Yishloim, Yishmoel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Korkein, Umaskinon, Bishmei, Shaper, Rabbeinu Elchonon. That's a gewaldige Tosfos Yeshanim, which we have to know pshat. Zog the Gemara.
I wonder if this book, this Kamsa, is the same one as Tisha B'Av,
There was Kamsa, but here's Kamsa. Very good. Oh, Zog the Gemara. Mosef Ravine. That if you said you don't call a child on the name of a Rosh, Maise Bedoyig Ben Yosef, Shenichoi Ben Kotten Limoi, Bechol Yoim Oise Imoi Moiredoi Bitfochim, right, Venoisenes Mishkoloi Shelzov Lebei Samigdosh, Ukishagovar Oye Ben Vuchadnezar, and he brought a tovchatoi v'chaltoi v'oleho koinen yirmiye. He said, Rei Hashem v'abito l'miyo l'altokoi im techleno. This is one of the famous kines that we say on Yom Kippur. Zok devosidos im techalno noshim b'yo l'tvuchim. Mishiv ruach ha-koydish v'oy meres im yehorik b'migdash Hashem koyim v'novi. So the Gemara is going completely on a side thing, which we'll have to see why it brings it. But the kasha of the Gemara is that he called him Doyeg, who was Doyeg or Adoimi, who was a Roshem. It's in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Chof Beis, Posik Tes, that he said Loshen Hora Al David, and therefore Noivir HaKoyanim. Yeah, so according to Tosfos, maybe there was another Doyik. So like it says in Tosfos, that you could have done it, okay. So I don't know. I don't know exactly what the Teretz would be. Chazi Mai Solik Bey. It brings me a Rai. We see he had a bad soif. So you can't learn from him. Can I get this cloud? How could you learn from this? Can I get this cloud? So you should still can I say that? Yeah. It's like a ray of Masley. A lot of kashas on it. Yeah. A lot of different questions. Amar Reb Elazar. So now it's time we go on to another thing. So what is this with the kino? The kino of Yirmiyah. As Yirmiyah at Ka'ad. Now we're in Rosh Chodesh Av. So let's take a quick look on the that inyan that the Gemara brings, this kino of Yirmiyah. Im techol nanoshi. Yeah. So the Marshal says, really, this klola of Techolna Noshim Piryam is in Dvorim Perik Chof Ches Nun Gimel in the Teichacha. Just the Marshal says, here it was, so much effort was put into this child that they had the, she used to give each week, each day, gold on how much he had, and still that it was, okay. So Rish Kodesh says, Koyim Venovi, that he goes on Zechariah. Okay, Rish Kodesh, we'll have to look into that. Zog the Gemara. Omer Rebbe Lezel Tzadik Me'atzmoy Ve'rosho Me'chaveroy Tzadik Me'atzmoy Diksiv Zecher Tzadik Lebroche Ve'rosho Me'chaveroy Diksiv V'shem Rishoy. That the people who helped him become a Roshe. Interesting. A Tzadik, you become yourself a Tzadik. And a Rosho, it's from influence. Fragt die Gemara, Malei Ravina, Lahume Rabona, Tave Mesar Agarte Kamei, Minoho Milzadoma Rabonon, Zeichel Tzadik Livroche. I don't know, he wanted a Mokar in the Torah. Amalei Diksiv Zeichel Tzadik Livroche. But no, he said, I meant to ask, Midoraisa Minolon, Diksiv Hashem Omar, Hamachas Anime Avram, Asher Ani Oise. Uksiv Avrom, hoyo yieli goi godel votsu. And Hashem benched him, mino hamil sodom ha-rabon, and Shem Shom Yirkov, Shem Shom Midra, hayis mino lei, diksiv ha-yal at sedoim, panche sedoim, it says it, b'loshen rabim, roim v'chatoim la-shem oit, Omer Rebbe Lozal Tzadik do, ben shnei rishoim, v'loilom, ad meimaseyem. Rosho dor ben shnei tzadikim v'loilom ad maseyem. Tzadik dor ben shnei rishon v'loilom maseyem. That's Ovadye, that he lived by Melech Achav Izebel. Rosho dor ben shnei tzadikim v'loilom maseyem. Ze Esav, he lived with Yitzchok, and he was not mushba. You know, a person could be, it's not an automatic 2+2 that you put a person in a good spot.
Something to keep it
over eggs, yeah. Yeah, it should work. No, it should work. Toiv litzadik v'toiv lishcheino, but you have to be open to it. Amalezam ebechosen shol tzadikim ataloy meid klolo l'rishoyim umiklilosen shol rishoyim atalomat brocha l'tzadikim mebechosen shol tzadikim atalomat klolo l'rishoyim diksiv ki yedativ leman asher yitzav ezbonov ezbeze akrob vishomru derach Hashem leman hovi l'avrom asher dibelof. וכסיב בעשרי, ויאמר השם זעקס לו עם המוירו, כי רבו, וחתוסו. Even though Hashem benched the tzaddik, at the same time, from the tzaddik, came out that we saw bad on the rishoyim. ומקלולוסן של רישום, עתו לומד ברוכב לצדיקים. תקסיב אנשי סטויים רואים וחתויים להשם. והשם אומר אל אברום, זוג רשי, interesting רשי, מברכוסן של צדיקים. במוקוים שהקודש ברוך הוא מבורך את הצדיקים, שום מקלל את הרישוי. In the same place, that's what Rashi says, שהרישוי מסקלל באויסי מוקים. Right, that's the... So פריק דמרשו, שמברך את הצדיקים למדים. Rashi learns, it goes... So the Marsha has a different shot. Let's take a look at the Marsha. Let me take a quick look. I have the Marsha. I want to see it. Lamed Ches Amid Beis. So the Marsha. Maybe because of the Pirush Rashi. במוקים שהקודש ברוך הוא מבורך את הצדיקים, שום מקל לסור שוהם, ואין המים מסויבו פירושוי, וכי מה למדם זה מזה לפירושוי. ונראה לפרש לא הכי תומע, דמיתויך סמיך לזה לזה מלמוד עם סוס מפרוש, כי סיבס הברוך לאברום בשביל מה הוא יסו מפרוש בי, כוזו יגיע לגוי ונברכו, כי ידעתיו. סעוד הקסיבה הזה, זק הסתויים המויר, לא ניסקה סיבס קלוסם, אנו למד הם, that the reason they had it bad was because they didn't give it over. So I just want to say, the Marsho says that you learn that what Avram got the bracha for good, doing the opposite of that is what makes the klola. Now really the Pasuk says, ki yadativ leman asher yitzav es bono ves beis ha'akrov. The Meshech Chochma says on the Pasuk, ki yadativ, that that's a secret for chinuch. You're not supposed to be mechanach your child as if there's a mitzvah to be mechanach him. That you're obligated to be mechanach him. And you have to be strong-minded when you're mechanach him. That doesn't work. Because it has to be ki yedatav. Hashem said, I know your nature. Leman asher yitzav es bono ves beis ha'akrov. And that's why I'm giving it to you. Because you turned it into a natural way that you want to give over to your children. It could be by sudoim. That's the rishus. The rishus is, you think it's an oil. You think it's like a yoke on you to have to give it over. And that's maybe, Rabbi Kloshov, Anshi Stoim Roim, Hipporit, Vashem Om Avram, Achre Hipporit Loit. And that's what beat it in. Zog Digmom Rabbi Loza. Afilu Bishvil Tzadik Echor Oilom Nivro. Shanem Avayar Elohim Esor Ki Toif. Vein toiv elo tzadik. Toiv is going on the tzadik. Other place has a different shot. So ra'engo, and that would be the toiv is the tzadik. Vayar Elohim esor ki toiv. The toiv shenemar imru tzadik ki toiv is aposik in Yishaye. So Mele the Eibishter, Zog Drashi, Vayares Hor, Ro Bidaitoi Liskayim Or Shaloilom, Bishvil HaTzadik Shu Toiv. Rashi changes it a little. That the Oyer of the world, right? The Oyer Gonuz Litzadiki. Right, sometimes you need just even one tzaddik. Yeah. You know, there's like one tzaddik. Maybe the tzaddik hador. The tzaddik hador. There's such raid in the maral, in the Nesiv Zeylam, Nesiv HaTzedek, Perek Aleph. Omer Rebbe Loza. Kol ha-mishakeyach dovor mitalmudoy. Now what is that word, mishakeyach? Does it mean you forget, or do you make yourself forget? Goyrim golus libonov shenemar batishkach toiras eloikecho ashkech bonecho gamoni. It brings on golus. It must be a midik and eged nido. Because if you don't appreciate the Torah, because like Eretz Yisroel, a yid is made to learn Torah, and Eretz Yisrael is made for Shmiras HaTorah. Ebavu ha'oimer, Moirid noisei migid lusoi, Shenemar kiato adas mo'asto, Aposik in hoisheya, Mechayen li. Omareb, so I don't know what that is. It's a, what is this? Vatishkach Torah salikecho. The Pasuk says, Vatishkach Toiras Eloi Kecho. You forgot all the Torah. And he said, Kol Hashecheach Dovar Echod. Mitalmudai.
It's interesting that the Gemara doesn't call it
the Mishnah Avos. Yeah. Sarei Zemeschai Ben Avshoi. Very good question. Omar Reb Chia Bar Abba Omar Reb Yechanon. Ein Tzadik Nifto Min Eilom Ache Nivro Tzadi Kamo Yisai. That means it takes its place. Shenema Vizorach Hashemesh Ubo Hashomesh. Ache Leikofse Shimshoi Shel Eili. Zorhoi Shimshoi Shel Shmuel Aramosi. Maybe it doesn't mean that he's on that level. But what happened over there with Shmuel? Eli was the Godel Ador. When he was Matike HaTeira Shabal Peh, Shteten Toises Mesech the Tainis. And therefore, Shmuel took it over. On the Tzadik Ador, maybe. Has to do with that. So therefore it would be that. Yeah. That would be Omar Reb Chiya Bar Rabbam Rabbi Yochanan. Roa Kodesh Baruch Hu Shetzadikim Uotim Omad Vishoslam Bechol Dovo Doyer Shenemar Kil Hashem Metzuke Eretz Vayoshis Aleim Tevel. Omar Reb Chiya Bar Rabbam Rabbi Yochanan Afilu Bishvil Tzadik Echol Eilam Iskayim. It's tzaddik, Yisoyro Ilam. You can look and say for Noam Elimelech. He's very big with all these. There's a lot of pshotim. Omad v'shoslam b'chol davador. This is one of the gemaras that is a big tumul. Is this a makar for the Gilgal? It's not mafurish in Chazal about that there's neshomis that are misgalgalim b'chol davador. Okay. Zokter. So, because Shoslan b'chol dar v'dar, which tzaddikim? So you could learn Shoslan b'chol dar v'dar. He makes sure that they're in each dar. Of in the din, Shoslan. Hold on. Hello. Yeah, what's doing? I'll see. Okay, bye. I'll talk to you. Bye. So therefore, Avilo. So it's Shoslan. Sounds like you replant it. So if you replant it, will be gone. So that was the Chidor says this is one of the rayas that there is this because shoslan means it's replanted, it's transplanted, and this is so there's a big tumult about it. The question and that. So the Gemara for Abchia Didei Omar Mehocha Ragle Chasidov Yishmael. More chasidov is mash more than one tzaddik. Tuva mashma amrav Nachman Yitzchok chasidoi ksiv. In the posik, if we look it up, it doesn't say chasidov. That's the kri. Maybe there's bemis. There's a chiluk between kri and ksiv. Ksiv is the really what it says, and that's what it is. But in the kri is in the bepoil. One tzaddik makes more tzaddikim. Another limud. Shenema ragle chasidov yishma. Ragle. There's another way to read the word ragle, like hergel, like habit. There's something about, even though people are against habit, habit almost denotes that it's not with a chayis, with a fire, with a toichen, with a meaning. But at the same time, there's something about the habitual targileinu b'seirosecha. Dvei Reb Shila Amri, kivon shebo li yodoi dvarav erev pam rishonu ushniya, veinoi choite, he trains himself, shuv veinoi choite. It's like it's almost like an immunization. Shenem aragle chasidov Yishma. There's a different taich. Ragle is regolim, if it happens many times. That's how Rashi taich is. Zok to Gemore. Right. Amar Shlokish. My diksivim la leitzim hu yolutz v'lavonim v'anovim yitein chayin. Bo letamei, if someone came to do an avera, poischin loi. And the Eibishter almost lets you do the avera. It's a very shver azach. Why, Zog Rashi, why would Hashem help you be mesayim? So Grashi Pesach Atuma Likonis Boy, Maspikim Biyodoi, Vein Moinin Mimenu Menashomayim Lakoi. Rashi's trying to avoid when someone comes to do an Avera, it's not that from Shomayim, they help you do an Avera. But so what is that lotion of the Gemara? Poischin Loi. They allow it to stay open. But Abol Etayel, Messiah, Oi Soi.
It's Bechira, no?
Right. Right, it's like Pchira, it's a Boletaye. So there's many Pshotim in this. What's a Boletaye? Messiah, Noisoi. Tona Devei, Rabbi Shmuel. Oh, the Gemara Bedavka brings Rabbi Shmuel, like we said before. Moshe Lo'odom, Shoye Moiche Neft, Kerosene, Bafarsmon, which is. Which is like a perfume. Bo limdoid neft. Oimar loy. When the seller said, you want to take neft? You take it yourself, because it's not, it's going to smell me up. So Grashi. Bo haloy keyach limdoid neft. Mepnei sherei choyro. Oimar loy hamoicher medod laatzmecho. Bo limdoid afarsimoin. Oh, oimar loy hamoch hamtum li achem doid imcho. Because I want to have some of it roll off onto me. Kadesh and Isbasim, Ani Vato. So he's saying the same taich. Habol Itame is only Poischim Loi. Habol Itaye is Messiah Loi. Because it's almost like in Himmel there's a simcha when somebody does good. Maybe here we're not talking about. Maybe it's almost talking about the sur meira va'asei toiv. There's different mahal. Maybe we're talking about all a person who's doing good. But there's a mahalach of sur meira, and there's a mahalach of va'asei toiv. So maybe the asei toiv is better than the object of sur meira, because sur meira means you're interacting with the avera. And that was saying that it doesn't, it says, Hashem gives in front of you, Hachayim v'hamoves, nidin levonecha, uvacharto b'chayim, because uvacharto b'chayim l'man tichya atav izarecha. So it says in Svarim, hey, what do you mean, Hachayim v'hamoves is a bchira, you're going to pick moves? A person, his life, his natural inclination is to want life. Says, no, we're both talking about Avodas Hashem. There's a Mahalach of Avodas Hashem of Chayis, and there's a Mahalach of Avodas Hashem of putting everything down, staying Mavidik, like I'm scared of the Avera. There's a way of the Avodas Hashem of injecting Chayis, and there's a way of the Avodas Hashem of the Sur Meira. So you say, V'charta b'chayim, take the path of Chayis, Leman tichya atav zarecha, because that has a legacy and a perpetual way. That's leman tichya atav zarecha. Maybe that's what it means over here. Kitzki shikonas aniva ato. That way there'll be more of a tona devei Rabbi Yishmael mitamtemes avera mitamtemes liboy shalodom. When you do one avera, it closes you up. Shenemar, because the posik says by shrotzim veloy sitamu bohem. Vinit meisem bo, al tikre vinit meisem, elo vinitamtem. Yeah, right. Yeah, we have to be able to protect ourselves. It's a tumas ha-nefesh. Takes away the chayis. Tona Rabbanan al Tatamu Bam and it Mason Bom, Oda Metamatsmi Maat, Maat von Himmels Metamanoi Saharbe. Things come cascading down. Milmato Metamanoi Sa Milmailo. Metamanoi Sa Bailamaze, Metamanai Sa Leoilom Habo. Mela. So Rashi says, therefore, Tona Rabbanan. It's a habol l'tayer as a din of Messianos. Let's start the next parak. We know that when you have to have the two seirim, we said before we put it into a box and we make the hagrola and then we put one for the Lazozel, one for the Lashem, and the name of the box was Kalpi. Right? Kalpi Hoysashom. There was a Kalpi. So now, Toraf Bekalpi. Kalpi is the box held the two Torah Bekalpi. So the Kohen went and he put Torah. It's a very interesting lotion, what the word Torah. We just add it in Mesechtas Chulin when it comes to the Dafayemi. What does it mean, Trefa? So Rashi says Torah, Rashi Pitoim. Betrefa uvechatifa. I don't know, for some reason he has to do it like quickly. Rashi says he snatches it out. And he does it bechatifa. Okay, now others want to learn, right? No. I like the Ritva, not that I like, who am I to like? The Ritva says, when you have a Motzei Shabbos program for the boys, or you have a rally, what do you do when you have a big box with all the tickets? Raffle. Now, what do you do with the raffle before? Shake. You shake the box. Why do you shake the box? You shake the box so it should be a fair thing. You're going to be next to each other. Toraf, the Ritva learns, Toraf Bekalvi means you shake the box. Okay, I don't know. Now, what happens? Vehelo, Shnei Goyrolois. He took out two goyroloi. Right. And they had two goyrolois. One was in his right hand. One was in his left hand. Echot kosov olov lashem. Echot kosov olov lazozel. Haskan biyaminoi. And after pick them up, Nosnon al Shnei Asirim, Oimer Lashem Chatos, Shmolim Lahoitzoch Loim Chatos, Elo Lashem, Voin in Achrov. Baruch Shem Kavoy. So now we have to read the words of the Gemara because of the Lashem Chatos. That was the din. They had to say Baruch Shem Kavoy Malchusay Lioilam Voed Lamoli Torah Bekalfi. Now, according to Rashi, we have to know, the Gemara is asking why you do it so quickly. According to the Ritva, why did you shake it up? Oh, because we don't want, he should feel with his hand, Rashi says, and he'll feel which is the, right. How do you feel? Yeah, right. Now, why would the Kohen Gadol do that? He would be ruining the Goyrol. And he knows it's an Avodah Hashem, so the Tosfos Yeshanim has the Kasha. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll go through that.